We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I have a great deal of respect for those guys, the guys that have come before me, Randall, Mike, McNabb, and, you know, to be thrusted into that category. And it's a blessing, you know, it's a blessing, and I have a ton of respect for them and their support. They don't even know how they've affected me and impacted me in my time here, and it's an understatement to say how much I appreciate them, because I do.
All right, that's Jalen Hurts. After last night's win, we are back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies in South Philly, and one of the people he was speaking about, Ike Reese, is with us right now. Number 5, Donovan McNabb, and his call is brought to us by United Tire. For the best tire prices anywhere, don't drive alone. Drive United. What's going on, Number 5? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Big 5. Wake up, man.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm energized. It was a late night. I've been on coffee all morning, man. I've been going all day today.
This team has, it seems like earlier in the season they were winning games by throwing it. Now the last couple weeks they've been winning by, I mean, last night they were running it with the whole team, but Jalen was a huge part of that. Any concern with him running that many times and taking on as much contact, Donovan?
No, not necessarily, because it was evened out between the two, he and Miles Sanders. And I think also you got to throw Gainwell and those guys in there as well. I love what they're doing, because it's setting up the play action game to be able to attack a little bit more of the intermediate part of the field. Obviously, losing Dallas is still one that I think once he gets back, it would definitely become more of a bonus, because we're spreading the ball around outside the numbers as well as approaching the quick game as well. And I think what we have to look at is the quick game is an extension of the run game. And if we continue to be more successful with that, then that will become more balanced as we go along.
Yeah, I had a few more designed quarterback runs in there last night, 5. I saw a couple plays where, like, we're getting the guard and the tackle pulling. Some of that stuff that they use down in Baltimore with Lamar.
Right.
I thought we did a little bit of that last night. And I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing. I think Jalen is the type of runner that he doesn't run recklessly, so I'm okay with him running the football.
Well, I mean, you said it. You hit it right on the head. He's not running recklessly where he puts himself in harm's way. He took one shot where he tried to slow down and get down, but the defender was on his back, which kind of crunched him a little bit, which I was a little worried about, more back. But I think for what we've seen so far, he's truly protected himself and trying to preserve himself, obviously, from avoiding injury. But they're not running him as much as you would think. Some are design runs, which I think there were about 6 design runs. The rest were just reads. So I love the way our balanced attack has continued to improve each and every week, which, again, we can't discredit the passing game as well as and how efficient he's been in the passing game.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like last night, Donovan, the Packers were playing him like they didn't know that he could just, you know, they're in man coverage and they're not looking at him. Jalen took advantage. He just said, all right, I'm going to run. A couple of those runs, the long runs that he had, they didn't even know he was running at that point. Their backs were turned.
Well, that's the thing, is when you decide to play this team man, because you have pretty much faith in your secondary, you do leave running lanes, and he's taking advantage when he can. I think also what you have to take into account is, we haven't utilized the screen game. And then once we bring the screen game in there, now safeties have to be a little nosy, which we'll be able to get over the top with the effectiveness of our run game. So, again, I love what we're doing offensively, of being able to be more than just one-dimensional. We're applying pressure to opposing defenses, and that's where you become successful.
you were always one of the better screen teams, if not the best screen team in the league, and you just mentioned it's something that Ike and I were talking about last week. Why? I mean, they don't do it a whole heck of a lot with the running backs. They did it with Dallas Goedert. They were pretty effective before he got injured. Why aren't they a good screen team, or why don't they run the screen? Do you see anything when you watch?
Well, it's kind of hard to run the screen when you're constantly in shotgun. When you're constantly in shotgun and the back's never behind you. Now, if you decide to do that in pistol formation, then, yeah, you're getting that running back to come downhill to show run to be able to set up the screen game. So that's why you see a lot of receiver screens, tight end screens across the league, because so many people are not under center. Once you're under center, it sets up the play-action game, the drop-back game, as well as the running game. Now you become almost one-dimensional when you're in shotgun, because now linebackers can sit at 6 yards, safeties can sit at 8 to 10 yards, and be able to read what you're doing, because you're eliminating, the opportunity of trying to read one or two things. Now you're just sitting back. Either you're going to drop in the zone, or you're just going to hit the A-gap.
Anything you're seeing from this team concern you coming out of that game last night? Outside of special teams, we've been pretty much ripping them all day today. special teams is at the top of everybody's list after last night's game.
Absolutely. You know, again, I still have questions in us stopping the run. I know we brought in two run stoppers, or I should say pluggers, but we haven't been effective while we tried to stop the run. I think Green Bay had their way with Dylan and Jones. But they just weren't able to capitalize. I mean, when you play a team like that, that's pretty much the walking wounded until pretty much their backup quarterback comes in, which I got to give Jordan Love a lot of credit from going through what he's going through and still be able to be ready to go out and play. But we still haven't been able to stop the run. If we can kind of put a hold on that, maybe if we decide to blitz more with the weapons that we have at the defensive tackle standpoint, because I just don't think our front four or front five is going to be able to continue to stop the run going through four-quarter games.
Yeah, and the frustrating part about that last night is some of those runs came against our five-man fronts where and I'm like, okay, we even brought the extra guy up there, and they're still running the ball a little bit on us.
Well, that's the thing. Again, you know, teams are going to continue to run the ball until you begin to show you can stop it.
Yeah.
And we're not the only team that's out there. I mean, Dallas has struggled with it as well. So you hope that you're able to put points on the board offensively so that you force them to pass. But if we get in tight games like we were in yesterday, it's not going to work well for us while stopping the run.
Talking to Donovan McNabb as the Eagles win 40-33 and prove the 10-1. Now it's kind of like, Donovan, kind of the stretch run, right? Like it feels like this is right at the beginning of, all right, 10-1. Vikings are a game behind, but because you beat them head-to-head, they're really two games behind. Cowboys at 8-3, and then the 49ers have won four straight here. Yesterday they shut out New Orleans. Who concerns you the most in the NFC right now as we enter this stretch drive? Which team?
I would say two teams, the Minnesota Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers. And when you look at both teams, one, they can run the football. Their play-action game has been very effective, and when you bring the San Francisco 49ers into it, I mean, when you add another weapon to their offense and then the way their defense is playing, it puts more pressure on us now where we have to score over 30 points to be able to at least stay in the race. I mean, we can't go into games, even though our defense was successful early on, of holding teams to 18 and less. I just don't see that happening toward the end of the season. So San Francisco and Minnesota are the two teams that I'm looking at that are going to become a problem if we don't kind of shore things up on the defensive end.
You didn't say the Cowboys. Why those two teams and not the Cowboys?
The Cowboys' problem is themselves. So I'm just waiting to see when it all falls apart. Because offensively, I like what they're doing. But I just think defensively, they're going to be the problem defensively.
There he is, Donovan McNabb. The Titans come into town for a 1 p.m.er on Sunday, and Derrick Henry comes into town. If Derrick Henry was running at you and you were playing, how would you try to tackle him? Carefully?
First of all, everybody better get there with me. Don't leave me over there by myself to tackle Derrick Henry. But I would go at his knees. I'd take his knee out now.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. take his knee out and he'd probably break my collarbone too.
The Titans are a team that's looking to run the football. Tannehill gives you what he gives you, and then they have a great defense and they're well coached. How tough of a game this weekend for the Eagles, Donovan?
Well, it's going to be a tough game. I mean, anytime you bring King Henry into the fight, That's a problem. I think Ike might have took his ankles out a little bit more than hitting him up top, as long as you don't get stiff arm.
Exactly, but yeah.
I think with this football team, first and foremost, you got to put pressure on Ryan Tannehill. You put Ryan Tannehill in a position where he's got to get the ball out quickly, then it works in your favor. I know Burke is their number one receiver, but just what you were seeing this yesterday, I should say, really, from the Cincinnati Bengals of packing the box and forcing you to throw, it at least keeps you close. So for defensively, we got to put 7-8 in the box and just play man on the outside and apply pressure when we can. But I think we'll come out on top by double digits.
There you have it. Happy belated birthday to Donovan McNabb. Donovan, how was your birthday and Thanksgiving? All good weekend?
Outstanding. You know, wonderful job for my wife. And 35 is one, which is pretty tough on the body, but I think I'm doing okay at 35. Ike, that's not funny.
You was just 32 last Monday.
Ike, the weekend puts on 3 years.
I love it, man. No, I'm glad you got a chance to enjoy it, brother.
Coffee like you have it, Ike.
Yeah, because I'm closer to 45. Well, I wish I was closer to 45 than I'm closer to 50.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
All right, Donovan.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. All right, there he is, Donovan McNabb.
I thought I was closer to 45. I'm not.
You're not, Ike. 4 years ago, you were. I still am.
Yes, you are.
I still am. Donovan is Donovan's like a month older than me.
I know I'm closer to 50 after this past weekend. Listen, you get enough collard greens, macaroni and cheese, turkey in you, and yams and all that for 3 days. Yeah.
It feels different at this
time. Oh, boy, let me tell you.
So I have an official it's like when the Eagles Autism, when we do our radiothon, they come on and they give the official total. I have the official total of how much weight I put on Thursday. Yes. This is legit too.
You proud of it?
No, 7 pounds.
Oh God.
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty good, man. It's good eating.
I'll bang turkey all the time, man.
Well, it has nothing to do with turkey. It has to do with just eating all the time. And I found the leftover Halloween candy, and I was just eating all the Halloween candy.
Oh, God, yeah, you just was eating.
I was eating everything, man.
Yeah, you were just eating.
I mean, you're up by, 10 to 2 on Thanksgiving? You got to eat through that. Yeah, you're
up a lot. Yeah, the whole family's sick. Got back-to-back pink eye with 2 kids. Now strep throat again. My wife's sick.
Man, what is going on over there?
And look at me. I'm not even sniffling. I'm great. Nothing's wrong with me. They're all sick. I'm perfectly fine. All right, we're live at Chickies. How was Thanksgiving? Was good, Ike?
Yeah. Thanksgiving was good, man. It's usually really not that eventful, but I did get a chance to go to see one of my neighbors, my nephew's football game. Got a chance to.
Yeah.
I hadn't gone to a turkey bowl. It's been a couple years, right? Because I think when Elijah was playing, they had gotten rid of it because of COVID was there. So I haven't seen it the last 2 to 3 years. So I got a chance to check that out for a little bit. And came back, dropped the turkey in the deep fryer. Did not burn up anything or anybody or the house.
Or the house.
So that was cool. Renee certainly appreciated that I did not burn up the bird. And
The football games were good.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, the football games were pretty good. And we had good weather that day.
Yeah, it was warm.
Actually, Thanksgiving, the weather, it part of you wanted to be outside somewhere. You're like, hold on, man, it's nice outside. Why are we all in the house?
Yep.
But it was, like you said, it was good football games on.
Yep.
Good football games on. Ate, went to sleep, woke back up. I missed the second half of the Cowboys game.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
It's like 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm just saying, I ate at 4. I ate at the beginning of the game, and believe me, once the feet are off the ground and the recliner is up.
You can't do that.
Yeah, who we want me to, Jack? Now I'm awake. Yeah. We want me to. I had to get ready for the night game, man. So
I think you're getting closer to 60 than 50.
And the night game was a great game, too.
Yeah. So I had to, I'm trying to recharge the battery so I can take care of the night game. And it worked. Everything worked out.
That was a much better game than the Cowboys in the Giants game.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah, I couldn't keep watching Daniel Jones. I couldn't watch it.
If you actually watch a full game and you don't red zone it, you're like, yeah, you don't want to bring
that
guy back.
I don't watch that the whole game.
Don't let them fool you. Don't let them fool you.
Yeah, I think you're right. Red zone is how you have to watch the Giants.
Yeah, because, oh, my God, they're so bad. They're so boring.
Yes.
They really are. We're live at Chiggy's the Pizza, South Philly. Go where the players go tonight at 6 o'clock following us, Brandon Graham Show. Mm-hmm. And the Players Lounge, Ike Reese tonight with you and Elliot. Jordan Mailata in the Players Lounge.
How about that?
I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, Jordan Mailata. I'm just going to let him do the show.
Yeah, let him. He juggles, right?
Yeah, he plays music. Sing? I mean, he's
he does everything,
something.
Man. Yes. Well, they got the Christmas. I'm going to talk to him about the Christmas album
coming out. I mean, there's so many things to talk about.
Yeah, man. We may get to the football game.
Jordan Mailata. There you
go. We may talk about last night's game. We might at some point.
Jack, did you have a nice Thanksgiving? I know you were going to two houses. And
yeah, I got the turkey trot in the morning.
That's right.
26:30, by the way. You know, 3 miles. It's pretty fast. The whole family knew I had a CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown to close out a parlay, and he didn't get it. So, you know, everyone was rooting against me, which is interesting. And then, listen, it was good. It was fine. But gambling didn't go great. Let's put it that way.
There you go. Just make another deposit.
Another deposit.
I hit one parlay this weekend. I must have missed at least three by one game.
That's all it takes.
Including yesterday. Thanks, Chargers. Thanks, Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle. I mean, that was a hell of a game.
That game picked right, man. What happened to Seattle's defense?
I don't know. I was not expecting a game like that yesterday.
Yeah, it was a shootout. Oh, my goodness.
Big-time shootout. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers annual men's night out. It's back December 15th through all your holiday shopping in one night. Details online, marks-jewelers.com. Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck must be happy.
Hey, Chuck.
Because you know what Chuck wants this team to do.
Chuck, run the damn ball, man.
Chuck from Mount Airy, how are you, buddy?
Johnny Marks, I preach. What is the deal?
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I told you last week, Johnny, when we told him, and Jack, this team can beat you in so many different ways. This team can beat you by scoring points. This team can beat you by scoring, by having a one-possession game. This is why this team will be the champions at the end of the year.
Can they beat you by passing the ball, Chuck? That's my question.
Yeah, but they can beat you by passing. Well, he passed the ball yesterday. He passed as much as he needed to. You understand what I'm saying? If this team don't beat themselves, they win any game they want to win. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. We got injuries right now, and we just waiting for everybody to get back. We just trying to save face for everybody to get back. And then once everybody get back healthy, Dallas Goedert, DJ Garner, all those guys, don't nobody want to see us. And I don't give a damn about the 49ers. I watched them yesterday, and they're frauds. You know what I'm saying? They struggled at home against New Orleans. You know what I mean? Ain't no way that team coming in here and beating us. We're going to have home field advantage. We're going to bye week. Give us another extra week to get our guys healthy. Dallas can stick it. All of them. Tell you. Because I tell you one thing. The Philadelphia Eagles are here to stay, and we're winning the championship this year.
Ooh.
There he is.
I like it.
Curses him again.
Let me say something real quick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real quick. I want to say something about Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is the MVP of this league. And if he don't get it, it's a robbery. You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts deserves to be MVP of this league. And I want to say this. You know what I mean? I was completely wrong about my hesitation with the guy. The guy is a winner. He's one of the best quarterbacks, top two in the league this year. And that's just that. Guy's a winner, man.
Man.
And I'm so happy he's a
went from game manager to best player in the league in a matter of weeks, Chuck.
He's the second best player in the league. And I know what you're trying to do, Johnny Marks. But let me tell you something.
I'm just trying to hold you accountable. I'm holding you accountable. That's what I'm doing.
Hold yourself accountable before you hold me accountable.
Of course, I already have.
But I tell you one thing. At least I was on the Jalen Hurts train before you was. You know what I'm saying? I had jumped off a little bit, but let me tell you something. The train is back up and running.
Right.
Jalen Hurts is our guy.
Jalen Hurts
is the real deal. Believe that.
All right.
Oh, it's good to hear, Chuck.
Right, Chuck.
It's good to hear,
right,
brother. It's good to hear.
By the way, I agree with what Chuck's saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying
he's
that.
Just holding,
Yeah, I mean, you go from he's a game manager and he wouldn't get off of that,
right.
No matter how many times we tried to get him to. Now he's the best player in the league, and I'm a certain way. The problem is that he tries to insult other people when he
right.
decides he's Mr. Eagle.
Right.
Now, two straight weeks he's Mr. Eagle.
Yes.
And they're the greatest ever, and they're winning winning the Super Bowl, which is fine.
For Maybe now.
I know. Until they lose the game. Until they lose the game. But like when I asked him, can they win by throwing the football? don't immediately go to Jalen Hurts, because it's not a criticism of Jalen Hurts. I'm telling you, at all. It's not. It's not a criticism of Jalen Hurts. I'm looking to see, like, all right, what is a good defense going to do to the Eagles to try to beat them? Right? Not Green Bay. Tennessee's going to be a really interesting matchup next weekend. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? Like, I want to see, like, all right, we know how the Eagles have been winning the last couple weeks. Jalen and the running game. We saw it last year, but they didn't have the same passing offense, the capabilities in the passing offense last year that they do this year. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. But, like, I asked you this earlier, and is this the style of offense that they want to play? Is this what they feel like gives you the best chance to win? Last week, to close out the game, the Colts, what, they ran it 7 straight times or something like that when they needed a touchdown? It's just like they look at it and they say, this is the best way for us to win. Do they want to play like this? Are they able to shift if there's adjustments made on the fly and then just throw? These are the questions that I have about this.
Yeah, I think when you look at the elements that they have, or I should say the ingredients that they have, I don't understand why they can't pass the ball. I mean, they can throw the ball. Now, against certain teams, may it be better for you to run the ball versus trying to put up a bunch of passing numbers against them? Yeah, depends on the matchup. There are games that we've gone in, I've been like, you know what? We're going to run the football on them today. You know, like the Pittsburgh Steelers game. They came out throwing the ball.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen was throwing the ball everywhere, 3 touchdowns in the first half. So sometimes they have a matchup that they feel like they can exploit and take advantage of, and it's worked for them for the most part this year. It doesn't mean they've been absolutely correct every week. It doesn't mean they've been perfect in trying to execute the game plan, but I think they've done a nice job of mixing up when they want to throw the ball and when they want to pass the ball. And you know how I know they've done a nice job of it? Because the complaint has been on both sides of the coin. When they were throwing the ball too much, we get Chuck saying, run the damn football. That's what we get Chuck saying. So now they ran it a lot last night. It's like, okay. And then you had last week when they didn't throw the ball on that final drive, and everybody was wondering, like, why the hell aren't we throwing the ball? Well, that to me says this is a mark of an offense that can beat you running the ball or throwing the ball. They're very comfortable, I should say, relying on either or.
Right.
Right? They're very comfortable. If you make me have to fight you this way, okay, then I'll fight you this way. I'll sit back and I'll counterpunch you. I'm quick enough to counterpunch. I can see, I can anticipate your punches, and I don't have to put myself in harm's way. Okay, if you want to be someone who sits back and I need to initiate the action in the fight, well, I can be a little more aggressive and I can attack a little bit more. So I'm using the term as a boxer and how styles can make fights. Some fights you're going to fight this way, and then there are other fights where you may fight it with a different style. The fighters that don't prove to be truly great are the ones that only got one way to fight.
One style, yeah.
They only got one way to fight. So, and that's what's great about this Eagles team, and it's what could actually harm teams like Buffalo and Kansas City. They're one trick ponies.
Too reliant on the passing
game. That's all they do is throw the ball. That's all they do is throw the ball. So what happens when you can't run the ball at the end of the game when you need to be able to run the
ball? Eagles can definitely do that.
They can do that.
No, they
can do that. So
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215.
Sports here, man.
Oh, what a talent. The Chiefs did just sign Melvin Gordon, so maybe that's their
another running back?
Got 9 running backs coming through there.
Oh man. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Special teams, Ike. It's not very good. What did Seth Joyner have to say about it? You'll hear that. I think we have an idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got an idea there. I'll just have to see if I agree with him.
Well, and we have to see if our special teams ace, Ike Reese, agrees.
Okay.
That's like coming up next. Like, we're live at Chickies in South Philly. Don't go anywhere. Listen, guys, losing weight, I just talked about it. Man, not only helps your overall health, but research shows that it helps increase testosterone levels, which can resolve ED and low libido. So with NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds. Weight loss is contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural formulas and supplements where the side effect is weight loss. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. Again, guaranteed. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no counting points, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. You can schedule an initial consultation at many of their locations throughout the East Coast, or from anywhere with live online video consultations. No matter how much weight you need to lose, NJ Diet is for you. And don't wait for your doctor to say, hey, bad news, you need to lose weight. Stay ahead of your health by calling 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. And lose the weight for good. NJDiet.com.
To me, special teams is kind of like tackling. It's want to. You got to have 11 guys on those coverage teams on the kickoff and on the punt coverage that really just want to go down and knock somebody's head off. And I said it last night. I think that at some point in time, you got to set an example. When you're not getting what you need done, because they may need to be coached better, but they also need to, you know, show more effort. When I see other special teams guys like flying down the field, you know, they're disciplined in their lane coverages, and you know, they play at a different level. You know, when I watch our special teams, guys just look like they're just loafing down the field and hoping that somebody else makes the darn play.
That's Seth Joyner on the morning show today. We're back live from Chickies in South Philly. Go where the players go. Join us tonight, Brandon Graham Show at 6 o'clock. The Players Lounge with Ike Elliott and Jordan Mailata right here. So he's in Chickies in South Philly. Do you agree with what Seth said there, Ike?
Yeah, I do with some of it. I'm not going to sit here and say that players aren't given their best effort, right? But there is a certain level of want to that needs to accompany playing special teams, because the perception of playing special teams is, A, it's the third phase of the game of the three, which means it's the least important of the three phases. That's the perception until it actually matters, right? When you're giving up a big run and you miss, then everybody is screaming about special teams. Until then, nobody gives a damn about the special teams. So there needs to be an emphasis on that unit. Here's how I was introduced to playing special teams. I didn't play special teams when I was in college. I played a little bit of punt, but I was a starter, so I didn't get a lot of repetition at special teams. I had to be taught how to play special teams, you know, kickoff returns and holding up on punt returns and, you know, understanding the punt protection and all those types of things. And the one thing John Harbaugh did, and this is what Michael Clay, I'm not there, so I'm not going to say what he's not doing and this and that and the other. I don't know. I'm not there at practice. I'm not in the meetings. But John Harbaugh, who was also young when he got his start in the NFL as a special teams coordinator, he had the ability, and now it all makes sense, but then you didn't know 20-plus years ago, but he had the ability to convey to us as role players and backup players and young players that this phase of the game was just as important as the other two phases of the game. And it just wasn't lip service. It was the detail in practice. It was what he demanded of us in practice. I guarantee you, anybody that played teams for John Harbaugh, they remember the practices. Because they weren't walk through, lollygag, mess around for 35 minutes, and then we go practice with the offense and the defense. It was intense. He was in your face if you wasn't doing it the way he wanted it done. It was hard, and it was a weeding out process that if you check up, now think about this. I got here in 98 with Harbaugh. We were 3-13, terrible, but there was talent on the team. So he was able to transform that losing mentality into a unit that felt like it was the best in the league. He was able to get us to buy into playing special teams and how important it was because of what he demanded from us, the preparation that went into the schemes that we ran. And then he had the ability to add to the phase where we felt like we were part of the winning, meaning onside kicks, surprise onside kick, fake field goals, fake punts, running reverses on a kickoff return. Like, these are things that we did as a unit where you felt like, dude, we got stuff in the game plan. We're
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're going to have an impact on the outcome of the game. And then finally, once he got a core of guys that understood that, we were like a wild bunch of banshees, man. You didn't want to play with us. You didn't want any part of that unit. Myself, Mike Caldwell, Rashard Cook, the young Bucks, Mike Lewis, when those guys were young before they became starters. Think about the young players we had. Brian Mitchell, the personalities that we had on those units. We were the type of players, if we can't kick your butt on the field, we'll meet you in the tunnel at the bus.
You're going down swinging.
If you mess with this unit. We had a name for our special teams. First of all, our kickoff units were the hit squad. We were the tip of the spear. So he gave an analogy about a spear as it pertained to going to war and how we all lined up as a part of that spear to make the whole spear. And we, as the special teams, were the tip of the spear. We're the first ones in. We start the game. We set the tone. That's how he conveyed that to us about it being important. So he did that so much to the point where we had certain players that took ownership of that unit. First, it was Mike Caldwell, Brian Mitchell. When those guys left, that became my unit. That became my unit. And I say that to say, that's what we're missing, I believe. We're missing someone that says, we got a standard that we play on this unit. And if you're not going to play to that standard, get your you-know-what off the field. Because I guarantee you, those returns that happened yesterday, and I'm not saying this just to say it. Ask any one of my teammates. I'm in somebody's grill. I'm in somebody's grill. Or somebody's in my grill about that. Because we're not going to need to wait till the next day to hear about it. There's no way you can allow that to happen out there on the field and not be pissed about it. Not go out there and do something about it. So I always look at my linebackers. You all are supposed to be the best special teams players on the team. You have the size. You have the athleticism. You have the speed. You have everything that's required to be a good special teams player out there. Why aren't you dominating? Why aren't you dominating? I wish I would go through a game where you didn't hear number 58 being called. I played like crap. If my number ain't getting called, I play like crap.
You're not making an impact.
Because there's no way somebody can block me all game to where I'm not touching a ball carrier. Because that's the type of player I saw in myself. There's no way you can block me all game. There's no way you're beating me down the field on a kickoff. I don't care if you're a safety, if you're a wide receiver. I'm the first man down the field. I'm smashing somebody. We gonna party after the play. That's what we're gonna do. And that was the mentality we had as a special teams unit. And I took pride in that as a player. I need somebody to step up and say, this ain't happening on this unit. I'm in charge of this unit. And there's been guys that have come since I played here. Chris Maragos. I can think of some other players Kamu Grugier-Hill, guys that you actually seen make plays out there and took pride in that to be the best out there. At some point, I wanted to be the best special teams player in the league. In the league. And that's what I considered myself to be. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know the mentality of the players out there today, out there on the field. But I was on a good football team, and I wanted to make sure I contributed. And the way that I was going to contribute was smash anybody on that third unit. And guess what? When we got returns, we're going to the house. We're going to the house. Whether it's Brian Mitchell, whether it's Allen Rawlsom, we're going to the house. We're taking something back to the house. And that's how we played that third phase of the game. Now, I'm not putting in an application for the job. I just wanted you to hear how passionate I am about the position. About the position. And the only way you are good on special teams is if it matters to you. It's not a throwaway session. And that's how it gets treated. And the players have to be the ones who take pride when they go out there for that phase of the game. That's the way I played the game. And I'm not just talking any of my teammates, my former coaches, people that know me down in that building now from when I played. That unit meant everything to me. And somebody has to take charge of that unit. Somebody has to take charge of that unit. Today, after last night's game, you know what I'd have said to John Harbaugh before the special teams meeting started? And I've done it a couple times. And he'll tell you, I got this, coach. Let me get the first 5 minutes of this meeting. So when we walk in the meeting room, before John Harbaugh says one word to the team, I'm standing in front of the team. Now, to do that, you got to make sure you've held yourself accountable and you're doing your job. But when it was necessary, I was taking ownership of that unit. And I didn't need John Harbaugh to do it because that was my unit. So I'm going to call the player-only meeting for the special teams unit. Somebody needs to have enough pride from that unit to where they're saying, hey, this ain't going to happen again. We got too good of a football team. We can't be the reason we don't go win a championship. In this room, with us special teams players, we can't be the reason that we don't go win a championship. Let's get it together. And that's what it's got to be, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Like, that's what it's got to be, man. The unit meant something to me.
But what is it? Is it that they just, like,
you got to take pride in it.
But it feels like to me that they're missing a veteran or two that takes pride in saying, like, hey, this is my unit. You have some younger guys that are on there that are probably like, well, this is my job, but I'd rather be playing.
Right, and I'd rather be playing offense or defense. Right. This ain't me. This is beneath me to be doing.
Right. Right.
And you can't have that. You can't. And you just said it perfectly. The veteran in the room. The league is set up today. They don't keep veterans around for special teams anymore.
Too much money.
Right. So they move on from you, and now you bring in guys that are really just waiting on that opportunity to be a starter.
So they don't have to play special teams
anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put it all on Michael Clay as the coordinator, but, man, you got to go find you some dudes that want it. That want it, that have pride about doing it, and everything else, man. It's the only way you can play that phase of the game because, like I said, the perception is that the phase doesn't matter to anybody. It's a throwaway. He's a special teamer. So if they have that mentality, that's how they step on the field.
And that's kind of how they play.
And you can't do it that way, man. You can't do it that way. So
returns last night, Ike, 41, 52, and 53 yards.
That's unheard of. It's unheard of.
Now, they scored a lot of touchdowns, so there were more opportunities.
Sure.
But still.
Dude.
And on one of them, he took it out from the back of the end zone.
That's the thing that gets me.
Is that
these are runs where the ball was kicked deep into the end zone, and they still brought it out. You can't have it. You can't have it. And listen, I don't know Michael Clay. I don't know his personality. But I tell you what, every once in a while, you got to chew on somebody, man. Yeah, you got to be able to do it, man.
Something tells me you didn't mind doing that when it needed to be done.
And you know what? If I was in the wrong like I was my rookie year, there are plenty of people that yelled at me.
Oh, sure.
For doing things the wrong way, right? So I had to learn the importance of not holding, not blocking in the back, not getting a penalty that hurts the team. Dude, when we got on kickoff, dude, that tackle was mine. I want you to bring that ball out of the end zone. Hell, Akers, don't kick the ball that deep because you're wasting my time running down the field. I want the dude to bring the ball out of the end zone so I can get a damn tackle. Somebody getting smashed. That's the way I play.
Right.
That's the way I play. Now you got me sweating up in here, man.
Yeah, Ike was pointing with his left, because he's a lefty, point with the left hand, sweat on his brow, bouncing off, very excited.
Just passionate about it, man.
By the way, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Like when Andy Reid talked about, he would always talk about the three phases.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like a throwaway, and I think part of that's the league.
Yep.
Because you really don't, like, they don't even want returns anymore, and it really kind of is like, all right, well, you got to play on special teams because you don't see as many snaps on defense.
Right.
You got to go play special teams.
And we drafted you.
You're the fifth wide receiver.
Right.
You got to go play on special teams. As opposed to getting a guy like you that said, no, I can be an all-pro
exactly.
by playing on special teams,
I can have a career in nine years. That was my mentality. It just was, man. And that was the mentality of special teams players back then, the Larry Izzo's and all these other guys that played back then. It's part of the issue is the league.
They don't really have them anymore.
Exactly.
No, you're right.
That's part of the issue.
They've been priced out.
Man.
All right, let's get to the phones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Steve in South Philly. Steve's probably pouring champagne on himself after that. Steve, how are you?
Johnny Marks, I agree. What up, dudes?
Stevie.
What's up, Steve?
First off, you know, Ike, the drip was 12 out of 10 this week. Crazy, but we're going to have to talk about that mac and cheese, bro.
Oh, did you get a check? You check it out?
Man, hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Ike is holding out on this, man. He probably got a spot down South Street. Ike's Comfort Cafe or something. It was out of control.
I baked the pan.
Nerve to have people posting pics of it. I'm like, come on, man. He got the sofa. Stop playing, Ike.
So I baked a pan of macaroni for some of the production crew, Fran Duffy and the production crew over at the
and you brought Eagles, it over for them.
And I brought it over for them. I didn't know they were going to actually take pictures.
Oh, we work with you every day.
Yeah, bro. They posted it right online, bro.
How do I see it? Is it Fran on Instagram? All right. I got you.
Yeah. And in the 5 o'clock hour, you got to run that Trent Cole number 58 jersey story for the people that have not heard that.
Is that true?
Goal. Run it in the next hour. You got to do that.
Okay.
But on this Eagles tape, I got exactly what I wanted, y'all. Y'all remember 2 weeks ago, I called in here and I was like, I need for Jalen to not get that disease where he is scared to use his gift because he's trying to impress everybody too much with the passing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, run. I was saying the same thing a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, he'll keep having these lanes where he can run 20, 25 yards and not get touched. And then, of course, you get the pushback of, oh, he's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt. All the quarterbacks this year that got hurt was in the pocket. Tua, Josh Allen, Jason Irvin, and anybody that ever seriously got hurt, Peyton Manning, Brady, Theismann, all them, they're in the pocket. So the bottom line is, as long as he's going to be safe, I saw the guy y'all was trying to sell me on last year, Russell Wilson, did it for a long time. The whole trick is, he knows how to get down, and it's like if you're paying attention to him, he's got a good knack for that. Yes, somebody could cheap shop him, but either way, like I said, most of these dudes
he's
that got
not hurt he's never reckless when he runs, right? Like Michael Vick used to be reckless because he wouldn't slide or he wouldn't go out of bounds.
Or he's
right?
going too fast, he can't slide.
Yes.
So my thing is, I trust him. So that's how come I was the only one at the time saying, yo, I want him to take off because people are just giving him 20, 25 yards a pop. Why not take it? And then the same thing I was talking about last week, fear. Now, that's something that puts fear in people because then it's like, well, now we got to really he might really do this. And so now we got to cover that. And it even loosens up the run game. You know, it affects everything. So I love him having them gifts. I would also like to say that I know y'all was kind of clowning him a little bit, but that Reed Blankenship, I like that dude. He came in smacked like it's them hits. The way he laid them hits on people, he looked like he really trying to crack some bones.
Yeah, he's what we call, what we used to call it, in the box safety.
Thanks, Steve.
So he one of those guys that, yeah, that's what he is. He's a thumper. I think Nick Sirianni was talking about him last night. And they said, you know, watching him, I guess, early in the OTAs or what have you, they liked some things about him. And were he intrigued them. But once they got to training camp and they put pads on, you could really tell, yeah, he really separated himself. That's great for coming down this stretch because that's what you need with Derrick Henry and, you know, Saquon and, you know, those guys. So you're going to need a guy that wants to go in there.
You noticed him last night somebody. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you
just took
did.
A bad angle on that Christian Watson touchdown.
Man.
Sometimes you can get a little top heavy.
He remind you a little of Tim Houck? Who was a strong safety? Wasn't the biggest guy in the world,
I was gonna say, yeah, he's much bigger than Tim Howell
Right.
And those are the type of guys you like, man. Like those are the type of guys that Philadelphia will obviously he'll endear himself because they'll see he's gonna go in there and knock himself out.
Yep, more of a Philly guy, Jack. Fletcher Cox or Reed Blankenship?
Reed Blankenship, man,
for sure.
Going out there making plays, flying around the field, making a bad read on a crossing route.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jordan
he made a great interception, though.
Man, would he ever.
It's like a dart.
Jumped right in front of that tight end. Jalen Hurts, the 13th quarterback in NFL history with 17 or more passing touchdowns and 3 or fewer interceptions through 11 games. So there's some qualifiers there.
Hold on. Listen, I know a lot of people play quarterback, but can we wait till we get to top 5 stuff? Like, just saying 13th and 18th and...
Oh, he's the in 17 or more when... an even year.
Yeah. Like, okay.
And you're holding your leg up in a hanger. No, but, I mean, he the guy's been unbelievable.
Yes.
He's been absolutely fantastic. And like, yesterday, what was it that Sirianni he was going ballistic over something.
The Lane Johnson.
And Jalen.
Well, we got lucky on that one.
Oh, that's a season ender in a lot of cases.
Yeah, very fortunate there with Lane, man. That was that's why they outlawed that play. And all it really was a smaller guy seeing an offensive lineman coming at
charging
him.
Charging him.
Yeah, and he's saying, "I got to cut him." They did that for years, but for safety reasons, they stopped it a few years ago where you're not allowed to do it. And it's a great rule to have in because it's there to protect the players. And Lane's cleat could have easily got caught in the grass, and it looked like his knee did hyperextend.
I was
surprised that he didn't even miss a play.
No, it's like it didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Which was
so fortunate. He was fortunate there for that.
That was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was close. The replay was.
That's why Sirianni, he's like, I saw my life flash before my eyes. I saw Lane Johnson injured.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, like, the offensive line pass protecting isn't necessarily great right now. We know what they look like when they're running the football, but Jalen's taking some hits. There's been some.
Or he's had to avoid some
or
hits.
Or he's been avoiding it. He's been under pressure quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know a couple times last night, and I think he saw the lanes, and it's one of the reasons why he did it, but he got under pressure early, dropping back, and he just kind of took off and was able to get a nice gain out of it. But, yeah, not the and Jordan, my last coming up here at 7 o'clock. I think Jordan's good. You know, you can tell there's certain type of rushers that give him more of a problem than maybe some other guys. Mm-hmm. You know, so this offensive line's still good, but there was a lot of talk in the preseason. They had the best offensive line in the league. You know, like, I haven't seen that this year. Best offensive line in the league.
No.
You think?
They certainly are one of them.
Jack, best offensive line in the league, Eagles?
I don't watch enough offensive line play, but, like, I know you're a big trenches guy.
Yes.
But they haven't felt as dominant as they felt last year. And maybe they're just good run blocking than pass blocking, but it feels like Dickerson's getting blown up once a game. Kelsey all of a sudden can't snap the ball. Mailata's struggling with, like, speed. It feels like speed rushers.
Yeah.
Jalen feels like he's running a lot more, like, out of the pocket immediately as soon as the play starts that I don't really remember as much last year.
Yeah, some of that's there, yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're live at Chiggs and Pete's, 215-592-9494. And Chiggs and Pete's gift cards, perfect present this holiday season. They always fit. Stop in an area location or you can get them online. ChiggsandPete's.com. All right, you know what's coming here, Ike Reese.
Game balls.
Eagles players, because they were off today. Eagles players now are huddling around their transistor radios. They've told their children they have a call they have to take because they need to know, have they received a game ball from Jack Fritz?
Jack is a dirty work guy.
That's coming up next.
You love that little clip, don't you?
Your phone calls.
Nobody's ever called him a dirty work guy.
Jack?
I don't scream that back here pressing buttons.
Nope. 215-592-9494. We're live at Chickies. Your reaction. Eagles are 10-1. Your reaction to the win yesterday. Game balls and more. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, here's a household tip from my family to yours. For the most reliable hot water for your showers, laundry, and everything else, choose a water heater that's built to be the best. Choose Bradford White because how you heat your water matters, and a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water they need year after year. So ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American-owned, American-strong, Bradford White.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.